You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
His mission to start a family, you see, it's about that he ran into a place. The term that is used in the Torah and Rusha is Pigi'ah. It says Vayifgah Bamarom. So Rashi HaKadosh explains what is Vayifgah means. Vayifgah means Tefillah. Rashi HaKadosh brings many examples that this term used as prayer. So here we learn that Yaakov Shalom established Tefillah Arvit. So now the first question that you have is, what's your first question? Very nice. So now, first of all, we are informed that Abraham, Allah Shalom, he established Abraham, Shacharit, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov Avinu, Arvit. So now, the first question is, how come Abraham Avinu, Allah Shalom, did not establish all the three tefillot? Why you need Abraham? No? You like the question? Yes. Why he has to arrange Tefillat Shacharit, and then Yitzchak Mincha, and then Yaakov Avinu Arvit? And not only that, when we do Shacharit actually is because it replaces Korban Tamid in the morning, the sacrifice of Tamid. So then Mincha is the Korban Tamid in the afternoon. And Tefillat Arvid is nothing. It's nothing. And not only that. Here he says, Vayifgah Bamarom. That means, all of a sudden, he ran to the place. So what does that mean? Yalav Shalom went to Haran. He says, oy baboy, ay, ay, ay. You know, I passed the place that my father and grandfather, they prayed. The site of Beit HaMikdash. How did I do such a thing? So now he decided to come back. So what did Hashem do? Hashem made it. It says, Uba Hashemish. Rashi says, he didn't say Vayabu Hashemish. So Hashem made it dark early. Right? So Hashem made it dark early. And then, actually, there was no Arvit. It was Shacharit HaMincha. So then, Hashem, what did he do? He brought Beit HaMikdash to Beit El. Har HaMoriah was uprooted to come to greet Yaakov Avinu. You like that? See, that was, how could it be? Hashem, you know, he brings, it says, Vayifgah Bamakom, that means he ran to the place. He brought Beit HaMikdash to Yaakov Avinu Shalom. So now what happened here? First it became night early. And not only that, because he said, oy baboy, I missed out. So Hashem said, don't worry, I'm going to take care of it for you. You don't need to go back. I'm going to transfer the Beit HaMikdash to you. So that's what the Arvit is all about. What is Arvit? Arvit was not supposed to be Arvit. It was supposed to mean Ha. So now, because it became dark, so then, the tefillah that Yaakov Avinu Shalom presided, we call it Arvit. What Arvit? What's that supposed to mean? We didn't have Arvit. And it became Arvit because Hashem made it.
You listening?
Yeah. So, Hashem made it? Dark. So what is that song about? What is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean? There's a lot of action here. First, he wants to go back. Then Hashem makes it dark. Then he moves the Beit HaMikdash to come to him. This is Arvit. What is that supposed to mean?
Yes, Hashem wants to do Arvit. He wants to designate Arvit.
But let's say, Yaakov Avinu Shalom would forget. Say he goes to his da'i, Halavan HaSadiq, his uncle, and that's it. You know, would we have Arvit?
Yes, Hashem would arrange in a different way.
No. Would he have Arvit?
No.
So what would happen? After Mincha, Everybody would go home. No Divrei Torah. No waiting for Arvit. That's it. Oh, yeah. Have them in the Hello, Baruch Hashem. There's an excuse to listen to something in Divrei Torah.
So from this you learn that whenever it gets dark, Hashem brings you light and dark.
Beautiful. Ah. But there is another ingredient that I have to add. And that is, then from here, sometimes it becomes dark. You don't know what to do. What is it to do? It's dark. No, really dark. Not only dark, it's Choshech Misraim. Can't go through. What are you going to do? So here, you should not forget, as long as you believe, you know, I can go back and make up for it. You have to believe. And you know what happens? Hashem says, because you believe, I even don't bother you to go there. I'm going to bring it to you. You know what that is? As long as you believe, you know, there's something to do. I go back to make up for it. But if you just keep going and you feel, you know, I passed it. So when you pass it, you missed it. So what is it to do? So here, that's what the Arvit is all about. That's why in Arvit, we mention Emet. What do you say afterward? Ve'emuna. Because, Lahagid baboger chastecha ve'emunatecha. Balelot. What's a big deal? It's day, it's light, everything is going smoothly. You even have to bother. You know, they send you the check and you deposit it with your cell phone. You know what that is? You don't need to go to the bank. Isn't that something? Yeah. But here, when it comes, Laila, ay, what are we going to do now? So Rosh Hashanah says, no. Ve'emunatecha, leilot, ba'leilot. It's not ba'laila, it's leilot, and leilot, and leilot. Lots of leilot. As long as you have emunah, and bitachon divrei sholam, you see how things become easy. It just comes to you. Comes to you. Easy. You don't even have to bother. And that's what the Arvit is all about. Hashem Yisakeinu, Sheneizkeh Bezrat Hashem. With all these positive thoughts, Emunah Shelema Bezrat Hashem, and Yeshuot Lekol Am Yisrael, Amen Kei Ratzon. Shavua Tov Morach.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.